Want to experience Christ United like never before? Download our app today. You can watch live and previous messages, take sermon notes, get calendar updates, find giving options, and more. Just go to your app store and search Christ United.
Thanks for joining us today. For more information on our church, check out christislove.org. Or you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by following at ChristUnitedMB. Thanks again for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's message.
Hey, if God's been good to you, give him what he deserves right now. Woo! Mercy. Yeah, man. Hey, this sermon this week is the beginning of a series. We're really focusing in on family, but get this picture. If you're not married, if you're not a parent, that does not matter at all. It's going to be enormously relevant to you. How many people here had parents? All right. Whether you knew them or not, you had parents, all right? So whether you knew them or not, here's the reality is all of us have had parents, but all of us were dramatically influenced by whoever it was that raised us. And by the time this is over today, whether you are going to be a parent, have been a parent, or will never be a parent, you're going to realize that this is enormously, powerfully relevant to you. So I want to begin asking you this question. What was the relationship between you and your parents? What did that look like? To help illustrate it, I'm going to invite my granddaughter, Adeline, to come up here. Come up here, baby. Yeah, that's awesome. This is Adeline, and she is going to help me. So how many of you had a relationship with your parents that was something like this, okay? It was, I'm going to make sure that they do the right thing, which means I'm going to control them, and I'm going to make sure that they always obey, and they stay where they're supposed to stay, and I'm never embarrassed by them, right? And I want to make sure that they do the right thing all the time. In some ways, it's protective, right? It's kind of like bubble wrapping them, you know what I'm saying, so that they don't get hurt, but I want to make sure everything's good in their life. If you were raised that way, here's some truths about it. The prison, if you were in the prison, it means that the boundaries were like bars, and you had no freedom, and you know what I'm talking about. And what you felt from your parents was you were afraid of your parents, and not necessarily afraid that they were going to beat you. You might have just been afraid that you were going to disappoint them because they were so controlling of everything that went on in your life. Their love was conditional, and so you always did what you were told. So if you did right and did good, you were loved. If you didn't do good, you weren't loved. And so you were always doing what you were told because of that conditional love. You grew insecure, resentful, or even rebellious. Eventually, you just felt like, I can't do enough to please these people. And if you think that that is how the Bible teaches people to be, some people think that religious folks think that it's supposed to be that kind of rigidity and that kind of control. It's not true at all. In fact, in the book of Colossians, chapter 3, verse 21, the Lord says to us through Paul, fathers, do not embitter your children or they will become discouraged. And now here's the thing. I just want you to think right now, how many precious people are sitting in this congregation who this is how you were raised? And you're in a place where you feel like you are so discouraged and maybe embittered, but you're in a place where you feel like I can't be good enough. No matter how hard I try, no matter how hard I work, like one young lady I know who's so accomplished academically, so accomplished professionally, so accomplished in every way, and yet she says, I never feel like I can be good enough to be loved by my parents. Anybody know that feeling? So you might have been raised that way. But others, you weren't raised that way at all. In fact, for you, the way it was, for you, the way it was, is your parents basically said, okay, I want you to like me, I want you to like me, and I want you to be happy, and so you just go do whatever you want to do, right? And whatever they wanted to do led them into what we would call the jungle, okay? Now, here's the thing about the jungle. If your relationship with your parents was the jungle, here's how that looks for you. It's first, you had no boundaries, and you ended up in deadly places, right? No boundaries. They're not telling you what to do. You're doing what you want to do, and it led you to some really deadly places. You disrespected your parents. They didn't have the power to make a difference in your life. Their love was powerless, so you did what you wanted to do. If you were a person who was raised that way, the way you felt was this, as you kind of felt like, as a little guy or a little girl, you felt like kind of powerful, but your parents didn't have the strength of love to exercise any control. Maybe they wanted you to like them. Maybe they didn't know how. Maybe it wasn't worth the energy. But maybe your parents thought it was loving to just let you be you, right? And the Bible, if you ever think that that's a loving thing to do, understand what Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, said. Whoever spares the rod hates their children. But whoever loves their children is careful to discipline. The one who loves their children is careful to discipline them. The truth is you may have grown up that way, and you may have been a person who you found yourself kind of in the jungle from, and you became a little wild animal in the process, right? And here's the reality, is that most abuse, there is abuse that happens in the prison when somebody's overly controlling. But very often it's in the jungle where kids end up getting abused. And the reason is you let your child run wild and wild and wild until eventually you lose it and you begin cursing and screaming and slapping and hurting. And you might have been raised that way. And you might have been raised by somebody who didn't set any boundaries for you, and they let you run wild, and then eventually they go nuts on you and hurt you. But the rest of the time, they just let you do what you wanted to do. Well, that whole experience of being in the jungle is what some people have experienced here. And if you're a person who's experienced that, being in the jungle, then it's just heartbreaking. But you're a person who actually grew to a place where you became like untrusting. Because even though, like, you're the one in control and everything else, but it's like, I really can't trust for anybody to be there and guide me. And it's an insecure place to be there without any boundaries. I'm self-protective. Like, I'm going to watch out and get mine because, yeah, it's up to me and I've got to make it happen. Self-reliant, where it's like, I'm not looking to God or anybody else. It's like, I've got to take care of me. And then in the process also become self-centered. And so you might be that person, and that's how you grew up, and you were kind of in the jungle in the process. But the question is this, is what's right? Like, what's the right way to raise children? And how many people know that if you want to know the right way to raise children, you need to go to the bookstore and look for the latest psychology on raising children, right? Now, if you think that's true, that's my training. I've grown up through it. I have a doctoral degree in ministry to marriage and family. I've done a lot of study on it, and I've studied enough to know this. Don't do it. Okay? And here's the reason I say don't do it. Is that what the latest academia, what the latest cultural norm is, has nothing to do with what's best and right. And that kind of shifts all over the place. If you went back to the early 1920s, everybody was wanting to consult the experts. And the number one expert at that time was J.B. Watson. He was the founder of behaviorism. He was the most well-known of psychologists. And in the process, J.B. Watson wrote a book called The Psychological Care of Infant and Child. And in that book, he said this concerning mothers with their children. Never hug them or kiss them. Don't let them sit on your lap. If you must, give them a kiss on the forehead before they go to bed. Shake their hand when they wake up in the morning. You can pat them on the head if they've done an extraordinarily good job at a difficult task. That's what the professional was saying. And some people who actually grew up in that were in our early service, and some maybe here who were actually influenced by that kind of culture and that kind of idea of parenting. And that's what the professionals were saying. Has nothing to do with what God would have us do, but that's how professionals believed it. And then what happened after that was by 1946, along came a pediatrician named Dr. Benjamin Spock, and Benjamin Spock went the other way. And basically what he said was, he wrote a book called The Common Sense Book of Baby and Child Care. And he said, well, what you do is you don't have any boundaries at all, hardly. You want them to be able to experience and be, and so you treat them like little adults, and you let them make their own decisions. And after having done that, Spock actually tried to do a rewrite and try to back out of some of that. He actually, that book has sold 50 million copies, so somebody here probably has the book. But as we were in the 1960s, there are many, like social scientists who believe that his book helped to influence the rebellion of the 1960s. Because of that lack of discipline and left kids in that place. So here's what I'm saying. Guys, if we're looking for the right way to do it and whether it was done right for you or not, you're not going to find it in the culture because the culture will shift. And let me just take this moment to say, don't look to the culture for what's right regarding how you raise your children or how you live your life. Right now, there's this kind of cultural norm that you should ask your children when they're little kids, do you want to be a boy or be a girl? No, it's not only unwise spiritually, it's unwise medically, it's unwise psychologically, it's ridiculous. except in extreme cases where we don't know whether a child's a boy or a girl biologically. And in this whole piece, I just want to say, please don't listen to culture. And let me just say, please, please, please be careful about how your children pick up their cues from the movies they watch about the relationships between parents and children. Beautiful movies come out of Disney, like the latest one is just, what is it? Moana. Thank you. I worked at it. I couldn't get it. Moana. But here's the thing. If you watch Moana, you see the theme that is in Disney movies, has been for quite a number of years. Let me just tell you the core theme you'll get. Adults, parents, are stupid people with rules that are really archaic and really don't make any sense. And children are enlightened, and they have to realize that the parents' rules are what are keeping them from actually experiencing their true purpose in life. And they have to rebel against the parents' rules in order to be able to experience what they were meant to be. And ultimately, the parents will come around, as they do always in Disney movies, to say, "You're right, child, enlightened one. Thank you for showing me that I was wrong. And now I'm going to live like you say." That is the basic theme. And I want to tell you, it's extremely dangerous. It's not only in Disney, it's in lots of animation, and it's extremely dangerous. So much so that I would say, I said it differently this morning, but here's what I can say with confidence, is I believe it is at least as spiritually dangerous and morally destructive as any pornography anybody could possibly watch. Because it is, yeah, it's true. But here's the why. It's what it's doing is it's building into children this notion that what my parents think is that's old school, that's out, and that's the rules. Rules are bad. We don't want rules, right? You remember that? That's what's in the piece. So what is right? What is actually the way that God would have us to do it? If you were raised according to parenting in a biblical way, if you were raised by a father and or a mother who were parenting like God parents us and He desires us to parent our children, then it wouldn't have been like the jail or the prison, and it wouldn't have been like the jungle. It would have been more like this. It would have been more like what we would call the playing field. And the beauty of the playing field is this, is that when parenting is done God's way, there are some characteristics of being on that playing field. Now, when the Bible was written, it was mainly in the fields where there were crops and where there were animals, and the child was learning how to be a part of the family in that way. When you think about the field and when you think about the playing field, I want you to think about these things. And you can take notes if you're doing that on your app, but look at this. Number one, when it comes to the playing field, you had clear boundaries, consequences, goals, and rewards. Clear boundaries and consequences and goals and rewards. Here's the cool thing about being on the playing field. While Adeline's on this playing field, she knows exactly where the lines are. She knows when she's doing right, when she's doing wrong. She knows what's out of bounds, she knows what's in bounds. She also knows what the goals are, right? And she can see what the goals are clearly. So she knows that there are consequences for disobeying and stepping outside of the boundaries. She also knows there are rewards for doing things the right way. She's got lots of freedom, right? And she can play on this field, and it's a beautiful place to be. Now, that's the way that God intended us for to have. So how about you? Are you a person who had clear boundaries, clear consequences, clear goals, and clear rewards for the things that you were doing in your life? If that was the case, then very likely you honored your parents. And very likely your parents, their love was unconditional and powerful. And because their love was unconditional and powerful, you did what they trained, instructed, equipped, encouraged, and empowered you to do. Now I want you to think about all those things that we just said. The difference between in the jail where I'm just going to force you into whatever it is that I want so you don't embarrass me and I keep you straight, or in the jungle where I just let you make your own decisions and do whatever you want to do. The thing about being here on the field, and it would have been a father with their child in the fields where they were raising sheep or raising crops, or it would be like the coach on the field with a child that they dearly loved. Just imagine this. that it means being in relationship, and it means training, which is like, I'm going to show you how to do what it is that we're calling you to do. And I'm going to teach you how to do that. And I'm going to show you where the boundaries are. And I'm going to make it real clear what the consequences are. I'm going to make it real clear what the rewards are. And then after I've trained you and instructed you, then I'm going to equip you. I'm going to give you what it is that you need to be able to do what it is that I've called you to do, right? And then having equipped you, then I'm going to empower you, and I'm going to let you play the game yourself. Does that make sense? I'm going to let you run around and you be able to have it. And I'm going to be cheering you on. And at times I'm going to be correcting you. And at times I'm going to be cheering you. And at times I'm going to be rewarding you. And there are also going to be times, like a coach, when I'm going to be giving you consequences for stepping outside of the things that you're called to do. Now, when you think about this and this relationship from a biblical standpoint, this is exactly what God was saying to do. In the book of Ephesians, in chapter 6, verse 4, Paul wrote this to us: "Fathers, do not exasperate your children, but bring them up in the training and instruction of the Lord." Don't exasperate them, but you bring them up, you train them, you instruct them, you guide them, you love them, you help to move them into the life that I intend for them to have. It's a beautiful, beautiful picture. And here's the thing. It's a picture that has lots of encouragement, lots of love, lots of instruction, lots of guidance. It has discipline. The truth is that if you're a person who got mad because you were put in the penalty box in hockey, you know what I'm saying? Like that was somehow something bad and something wrong. If you resented your parents for giving you consequences, I want you to remember what Solomon wrote. He said, "My son, do not despise the Lord's discipline and do not resent his rebuke, because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father the son he delights in." So if you love somebody, you're going to give them discipline and you're going to help to guide them. And that's going to mean helping to get them do them maybe things they didn't want to do that you spur them on to do. And sometimes maybe even correction and punishment in that way. But when you think about having been raised that way, if you were raised that way, it's likely that this is true of you. You grew respectful and confident and knew how to win. Now, you may not have won. You have made the choice. You might have gone off into the jungle. You might have been in the jungle so long you had to be put in jail. But whatever the case may be, you know, whatever you did with it was between you and God. But the reality is you knew how to win. And God set you up through your parents to know how to win and how to be able to do that. Now, I want to make a few points that are extremely important at this point. And one of those is I've used these as illustrations, but they're illustrations of relationship, not places to be. How many people know that you spent your whole life on a soccer field, but you were in the prison in your relationship with your parents? They drove you and they controlled you and they weren't loving you and they weren't encouraging you. They were just wanting you to live out their dream to be a professional athlete. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there are people who have been there, right? And there are also some of you who grew up in the woods around wild animals with a father or mother who hunted with you and fished with you and was right there beside you, and they were training you and instructing you and they were guiding you and they were loving you through the process, right? And helping you to become everything that God intended you to be. Well, you know that for you, if that's you and you're a person that was raised up and blessed with that we got much to be thankful for. But if you're a person who was raised in that or raised in that, if you were in the prison or you were in the jungle, man, it definitely doesn't mean that you're going to end up in a bad place. God still is at work. And today, before you leave here, I believe He wants to be at work in your life. But I want you to understand something. What God wants is to be intimately involved in your life. And that's what He wants for all parents with their children. Get this picture and it'll help you to see what I'm talking about. Get the picture of how little it takes if I don't want to have to be bothered with my child, right? Then if I put them in the jail, you know what I'm saying? And I just make the rules rigid enough and keep them quiet enough, then I can go about my business and do whatever I want to do and not be bothered by them or be embarrassed by them, right? Or have to worry about them. And so I'll tell them how to dress. I'll tell them what to do. I'll control everything in their lives. and I'll be okay. And I don't have to have relationship to do that. Listen, rules without relationship lead to rebellion. Understand? Because what's going to happen is, as soon as this baby gets out of jail, she's going to go to the jungle, right? And the truth is that how much does it take in terms of effort and time to just say, here, go do what you want to do. You want to go to jungle, go to jungle. Reality is that if I'm allowing my child to have no discipline in their life, then I don't have to have the difficult conversations. I don't have to do the hard part. I don't have to go through the part where they don't like me. How many people know that if you're a good parent, your kids are not going to like you at times? But I don't ever have to go through not being liked. I just kind of put you out there. And guess what? I don't have to have real relationship with you. All I want is for you to like me. And all I want to do is be free to be me. And so I don't have to have a relationship. But if you get the picture, if it comes to a place of you saying, I'm going to love my kids God's way. And I'm going to have them on the field. And I'm going to be training, instructing, equipping, encouraging, and empowering them to do. Guess what? That takes a lot of time. That means I got to be there. And it means sometimes I'm correcting, and sometimes I'm applauding, and sometimes I'm rewarding, and sometimes I'm punishing. But I'm there, and I'm with them, and I'm growing in relationship with them. Well, God says, look, here's the thing, is that's the relationship that I want with you. And that's the relationship I want you to have with your children. And regardless of how you were raised, regardless of what happened to you, guess what? You can make the decision to have the relationship with me that I've wanted with you all along. So here's what's happened for some of you. You were raised on the field. You had good parents, but you just rebelled against ever being punished or ever having any consequences. And so you ran off to the jungle, and maybe you did end up in jail. But some of you here, well, I want to quote something at this point. I love the way Solomon said it in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 1. He said, whoever loves discipline loves knowledge, but whoever hates correction is stupid. And you might be one of those people who just hated correction. And if you got corrected, you got mad, and so you ran off into the jungle and you've suffered the consequences. But guess what? It's not too late for you to come back. It's not too late for you to come back to the relationship that God would desire for you to have with Him all along. You might be a person who was raised in the prison, but you found love and grace and purpose and meaning, and you actually have a life that's full of confidence and hope and joy and peace, and you know how to win. You might be a person who was in the jungle and your parents didn't provide the discipline for you, but God has provided that for you, or you've moved into a relationship with somebody that helped to guide you and helped to move you along. It might have been a coach or a teacher or somebody else who's done that in your life. But here's the question. The question now is this. Knowing how you were raised, and can I say to Adeline, you did an awesome job. You really did, baby. That was so cool. All right. So I want to ask you this question, a very important one, and I've obviously messed up here. I'll just ask you, how are you going, listen to this, what's the relationship going to be between you and your children? Now that is, if you're already a parent, it doesn't have to continue to be the way it is. What's it going to be like? To this point, I may have had them in the prison, or I may have had them in the jungle. And how many people as parents know I do it about half and half, right? Sometimes I got them in jail. Sometimes I got them in the jungle. You know, I'm just like, but what am I going to do from this point forward in raising my children? If you aren't yet a parent, I want you to go ahead and start thinking about it. Am I going to be a prison warden, or am I going to be the parent who just sends them out into the jungle and lets them fend for themselves? Or am I going to be that parent who's with them in the most important playing field, the one that ultimately leads to life, and I'm going to be there with them, beside them? I'm going to be that person in my... If that's you, we invite you to make a decision today about how you're going to parent when it comes time to parent. But how about if it's too late? If your child's already grown up and you've already done it, like me, I look at Adeline. Adeline is awesome. And I'm going like, how in the world, you know? And so are my other grandchildren. I've got the greatest grandchildren in the world. And I'm just feeling like that the reason that they are the way they are is because my children, thank God, got better at parenting than I was. You know what I'm saying? Anybody know how I'm feeling about that? It's like, wow, please learn from my mistakes. And you know what I'm saying? And please try to take some. And they do an awesome job going with that. But you know what might be a good thing for you to do? It might be a good thing if you look back and you say, wow, I really had the prison door around my child. It might be good to go to them and just say, I'm sorry. I was trying to protect you. I was, or maybe whatever, but I just, please forgive me. I wish I had done it differently, but please know I love you. Or if you're a parent who thought you were doing right, if you were raised under Dr. Spock's guidance and you thought I was doing the right thing by letting my child be an adult at 18 months old, then I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry. I didn't know. I was trying. I was doing the best I could. But it's not too late, right? It's not too late for you to be able to take steps toward being that person you need to be. But more than that, I want to ask you the question, what will the relationship be like between you and your Father in heaven? And I told you it was going to get extremely relevant, and now this is the relevance factor right here. Is for so many people, regardless of how I might have been raised, this is how relationship with God feels to you. The boundaries feel like bars, and you feel like you have no freedom. You're afraid of God. You feel like His love is conditional. And so you either do what you are told or you rebel against it. You may be growing insecure or resentful or maybe even rebellious, but you're in a place where you feel like God just will not be pleased with me. I feel like He's always mad at me. If that's where you are with God, I think God wants to say to you something today which is so important, and that is, that's not the relationship I want with you. That's not what I created for you. I want to be your Father. I want to be a good Father for you. So somebody today needs to step out of this knowing that your Father in heaven never wanted that for you. Somebody else here is at a place, and you know this is you. You know that you have been in the jungle. And however you were raised, you just came to believe somehow that God's love was weak. And that He must not either be interested in your life or He must not be powerful enough to influence your life, but you just did whatever you wanted to do. And in your own mind, you're self-reliant, you're self-protective, you're untrusting of God and maybe other people, and you're kind of self-centered, and you're in this place where you've just been far from God. And although He had this beautiful place for you, although He wanted you to be there and guide you and direct you, He wanted to instruct you and train you and equip you and encourage you and empower you. But you're like the prodigal son, this guy in Luke chapter 15 verses 11 through 32, it said there was a man, Jesus said this, the exact quote, Jesus said there was a man who had two sons. The younger son said to his father, give me my share of the estate. Not long after that, the younger son got together all, well, first the father divided his property between them, and not long after that, the younger son got together all he had, set off for a distant country where he squandered his wealth in wild living. He went to the jungle. He did whatever he wanted to do. And then he said, after he had spent everything, there was a severe famine in that whole land, and it began to get scary, and he began to get in need. And so he went and hired himself out to a citizen of that country who sent him into the field to feed pigs. He longed to fill his stomach with the pods the pigs were eating, but no one gave him anything. And then he came to his senses. When he came to his senses, he said, how many of my father's men have food, his hired men have food to spare, and here I am starving to death. I'll set out and I'll go back to my father. I'll say to him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired men. So he got up and went to his father. Please hear this. Somebody sitting here today, you've been living in the jungle. You have rebelled. You have disrespected your Father in heaven. You've gone off and done whatever you wanted to do. And you've been in a place where all of a sudden you're realizing, my God, how I wish that I had that loving Father in my life. And I've left him behind as I went off my own way. Well, when this son got up and went to his father, He said he got up and went, but when he was still a long way off, his father saw him, was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his arms, threw his arms around him. Come back up here, Adeline. Come back up here. We got to get you back up here. Oh, my goodness. Threw his arms around him and kissed. And the son said to his father, Father, I've sinned against heaven and against you. I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. And the father just interrupted him and said, quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Bring a ring for his finger and sandals for his feet. Kill the fattened calf. Let's have a feast and celebrate, for this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and he's found. And so they began to celebrate. That precious child came back home. Came back home to clear boundaries, right? With clear consequences and clear goals and clear rewards, with the love of a father who said, I'm gonna train you, I'm gonna instruct you, I'm gonna equip you, I'm gonna encourage you, I'm gonna empower you, I'm in a relationship with you, I'm a good father. I'm a good father. Somebody today needs to come home to a good, good father. And have the relationship with Him that He always wanted you to have. I want to invite you to stand. Lord God, would you bless us to be in the relationship with You that You desire for us to have. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thanks for listening to this podcast by Christ United. If you'd like to respond to today's message, or if you want to share how God is using this ministry in your life, please send us an email to media@christislove.org. Or you can connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram by following @ChristUnitedMB. Thanks again for joining us, and may God bless you.